Scott Dedeck, who's the chair of the ERS Pension Board. Now, we had Scott on earlier this week, and he hadn't seen a report that said that city pensions need $3 million in cash infusions. And we wanted to talk with Scott after he had the opportunity to see that report. Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. I know at the time we talked, you weren't too happy that the mayor's office had released the findings from that report before they had given you a chance to look at it.
Yeah, we've chatted with the mayor's office several times, and I think we've worked through that, but we did receive the report, and again, it was more of an advisory report than an actual we need to infuse money in to the system. The city of Lansing, for various reasons, have been underfunding the systems, not to their fault, not to anyone's fault, but the mortality tables and some other structural things haven't been updated like they should. So the actuarial was advising them, with respect to just the fund's interests, it would be a good thing to do these changes. The board hasn't taken an action on what we're going to do, but I think the prudent thing to do would be listening to the professionals and doing what they ask. And the $3 million that they talked about for both funds, that's about $1 million to the ERS system, doesn't have to be funded this year. We just have to find a way to start preparing to do that. So that's the good news, I think. But I do think these structural changes do need to be changed.
Okay. What structural changes specifically?
Well, like I said, we were using outdated mortality tables, and in doing so, we were underfunding the system, so we're going to play a little catch-up. And then the actuarial would like to change our return assumption on investment from 8% to 7.5%, and we can do that over time as well. We'd like to change the amortization schedule from 30 years down to 15, and we're going to do that over about 15 years. And again, that'll be slight, hopefully non-noticeable increments. And then we'd like to go to a closed amortization schedule instead of an open, which will also hopefully start paying off the principal of what our unfunded piece is, and get rid of just paying the interest. And all those things are what's trending out there in the market, and I think it's a good start.
Do you think that the report is fair and accurate?
I do, but like I said, the report is specifically the actuarial weighing nothing but the pension system. What's good for the pension system? It doesn't take into the impact of what it does to the city's budget. And that's where I think the trustees and the administration sit down and say, okay, what can we afford to do? In a perfect world, we'd just throw $3 million into the system and call it good. Well, it's not a perfect world, so we're going to work with the administration and see what we can afford to do and how quick we can get it done, and I think that's very doable.
Anything else about the report concern you?
Honestly, no. The report was from 05 to 2010. And it was just going over what the assumptions were and if we met those marks and what we needed to change. I think it was just basically giving the actuarial a checkup and seeing, you know, if we're meeting the mark. Some areas we were failing, and due to the economic environment we're at, some things just need to be updated. So I think we're doing rather well for the system. I mean, I think our pensioners are safe, the system is solvent. And even if we said absolutely not, we're not changing a thing, the system would be fine. But I do think that in every, you know, thing we do in life, we do need to update things and change and adapt to the environment we're in. And I think these are, you know, we pay these professionals to look at the system, and I think once we sit down with the administration, they're not going to disagree. So, like I say, there's a lot of people that put a lot of time and effort into these plans, and I think this is a wise move, and I would hope that we'll have the support of the administration, and I'm sure we will.
What happens next?
The board will probably adopt the measures that have been presented, and then we will sit down and figure out how we can finance that. And again, whether we do it in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, the longer we do it, the less effective it is. So we need to find a plan that we can do it. I think in a plan between both boards, the pension systems are about $500 million. So with respect to that amount of money, $3 million isn't that relevant. With respect to the city's $105 million, $3 million is very relevant. So I think we can find a way to spread it out, ease the additional funds in, and do it in a way that's thoughtful and doesn't disrupt the budget process that we have that's currently, you know, it's stressed.
All right, final question for you. Has the mayor's office and the Lansing City Council treated you fairly?
I would say absolutely, with the exception of a little snafu with a press release. And beyond that, I have no issue. I mean, we have disagreements, but I've had no issue with this administration or the city council. I mean, it's not a perfect world, and if you don't have disagreements, I suppose that you live in a utopia. But, you know, me and the mayor have arguments on several issues, and this is just one of them, but I think we always work through them. And the city council's always been there, and I think that, to me, this won't be an issue. It's just a process that we have to work through.
Scott Dedek is the chair of the ERS Pension Board, and we appreciate you coming on the program. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.